People don't want you to comment.
That's true. I get it.
I don't hate you personally.
That's true.
Yeah. Because I don't comment on the actual StreamYard. I comment over on the YouTube.
So you watch it on YouTube.
Well, that's why, like, sometimes I'd have to pause it when I play, because it's like, I'll hear the 2 or 3 second delay, and it throws me off rhythm.
Got it.
Little behind the scenes here. Behind the curtains before we begin.
All right, so this isn't really a song per se, but...
Just a bunch of random chords.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like, at the end of the last episode, Matt goes, play us an out.
Mama's got a stink pot, daddy never sleeps at night.
So, I just kind of was keeping with those chords playing
around. It was kind of a different way of ending the show.
Well, I liked it. You know, Chris kind of ruined it because he sang over it, but it's like, but I like those chords because it was just.
Well, that's why he's not here today. Yeah, we kicked him off the show. People are wondering.
Fuck it. You know what I mean?
Fuck Chris. Tardy interrupting. Get the fuck out.
But, for anyone who's not musical but wants to be musical, it's not really hard to write. Or to play, as long as you can play something. And so a lot of times you just need 2 chords. Sometimes you need 3. Most of the time you just need 2. So the ones I was playing on the outro last week was E minor, which is this, and B. And then you just have to have a rhythm. So this is what I was...
I didn't hear the B. Oh, I thought it was E minor.
That's E minor.
See how it's like...
That's B.
Oh.
Yeah, so, I can't tell.
Okay. Do it again for the people in the back. All right.
E minor.
Okay.
B. Okay, it's a little lower.
It's a little bit lower. They're basically the same, just a different spot on the neck. You can't see on the thing. Right. But anyway. So anyway, here's just a little rhythm I was playing, and I have a couple little just lyrics I'll just make up on the spot as I go along. But wait. Oops, sorry.
Taco Bell. You had me all excited up until Taco Bell.
I just done something.
I'd rather have done Taco.
Not bad off the fly, though. I mean, coming up with lyrics like that.
Not bad. I can hear the E and I can hear the B.
Yeah. So I basically, that was just, like I said, E minor, B, and then when I kind of threw a little G in there.
But you didn't say there was a G.
Yeah, I threw in a third chord.
So there's a G spot.
He did say that there was going to be 3.
Yeah, it's very rare to see a song
enough to be concentrated.
Most of the time, you need 3, but you can find them every now. Like Eleanor Rigby, I think, is 2 chords. There's not many songs that are 2 chords. Like Eleanor Rigby is mostly E minor.
Eleanor Rigby would have been a hit if they had 3.
Yeah,
I told Paul, I said, you got to have 3.
Picks up the rice in a church where a wedding is being, and that's like a C, I think. Lives in a dream.
Where do they all belong?
But it's just 2 for the main, and then the chorus switches to another chord. But I forget, but most of the time you have 2. And then
what was the deal? I mean, I remember being in the studio arguing with them, saying we need 3, and I also wanted cowbell. I said, I think you got to have some cowbell.
I'm glad George Martin did not let you into the sessions. Speaking of,
to be fair, he was only like 4 at the time.
Yep, yeah, but I knew what I was talking about back then.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Randy says no. Eleanor Roosevelt has 3 chords.
Eleanor Roosevelt has 3 chords. Nice.
I was like,
but anyway, Nick, you recommended McCartney 3-2-1.
Yes, that documentary a few weeks ago. Yes, good.
Although I haven't finished the documentary, I dove in to it, and it's really good. I think, Jack, you might even learn some music.
I don't have Hulu right now, though.
Oh, okay. Well, when it comes around again, put it on your to watch list, or those that do have Hulu.
I would watch it, but we canceled our We canceled a lot of stuff.
Nick was right. You know, they're only 30 minutes. So, you know, as soon as, you know, you're watching the first one, and tip of the hat to the people that edited it together, because the way they did it, it really makes you like it leaves you wanting more. Like, yeah. As soon as the first episode's over, you're like, oh, I want more. You know, it's like a potato chip.
And this is when we...
Not quite, but I mean, it gets you... He touches on just a little bit. And again, I haven't watched the whole thing yet, but...
Well, if it's on Hulu, is it all up at once, or is it...
Yeah, it's all up at once, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Really? Because usually they show an episode a week, right?
Sometimes.
Maybe because this is a documentary. Yeah, no, okay. It's more of a... Than a bit. Yeah, like they're only 30 minutes each, so you can knock through it really quick.
He's talking with Rick Rubin. And it's really cool, because here's Rick Rubin, you know, who has made a name of his own. Mm-hmm. But, you know, he's sitting there like
he's totally a fanboy. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's sitting there cross-legged at one point, like he's listening to the master on the mountain.
Well, how could you not be?
And right. they shoot their scenes in black and white. So mm-hmm. when they cut to photos or footage or anything else that has to deal with the Beatles or Paul's life, it's cool because it's like it almost stands out more. Like, oh, those were
because there's just certain people around that if you met them, it'd be like,
yeah.
I don't know. Like,
well, no, you're not human.
It's like, yes, you better. But the thing is that
half of us would turn into Chris Farley, though. Like,
yeah, but you gotta be cool about it, though.
When you were singing, "Hey Jude,"
wasn't that great?
I remember Jay and I talked to Bobby Monahan. We interviewed him, and I said, well, I go, what is it like when you meet someone like, you know, because I know he met Paul, but he goes, it's just incredible. I never thought I'd be that. Well, how do you, I can't remember what he said, but I was like going, I couldn't function. I would be like, yeah, thanks, Paul. Can I call you Paul?
That's what I mean. He's like, I mean, my only, actually two, I guess, where I've actually had a conversation with someone famous, you know, it was Evangeline Lilly, which Jack was there. And that's what I mean. Like, you can't just geek out.
She kept eyeing me.
Yes, she did. She did. But you can't just geek out. You can't just walk up and be like, you know, like, I loved you and Lost. You know, like,
well, there's certain levels of stardom. I mean,
yeah,
you're talking when you go to McCartney,
right?
Even Ringo Starr. Those guys.
But that's
legends. They're everybody knows them.
Right.
They're like Norm from Cheers.
Yes,
everybody knows their name. It's like I'm not worthy.
You know, the first time I met David Crosby, you know, I was with one of his close friends, so he didn't really pay much attention to me at all. You know, but we had just a conversation backstage, and we didn't talk about music. We were just talking about like we're doing now, just a regular conversation. And then the second time I met him, he didn't remember.
That's when you dropped acid.
That's when I dropped acid with him. That was awesome. No, but like he was just eating his lunch at this place, and I walked up. And I was like, "Hey, I was like, do you remember me? I met you last year with Dave, with Steve." And he was, and I'm not gonna say his last name, but like, I met, you know, with Steve, and the guy was like, "Oh," and David goes, "Oh, you're friends, you're Steve." He's like, "Yeah," and then so he's like, "Oh, sit down then." And so we just sat there and had lunch together and just talked about because like David Crosby loves documentaries and history and things like that. We didn't talk about music one time, and that's what I mean. So it's nice to if I was famous, just to be treated like me, you know, and I don't want to talk about...
You are
about,
famous, Nick.
I don't want to talk about my day job all the time. So you that's... I've never famous. Talked to David Crosby about music. I've always just talked to him about things he would want to talk about.
So, hey, David, you ever had problems with a stink pipe?
With a stink pipe, yeah.
Have you ever had to deal with one of those? Man.
David, you've been around a while. Is your stink pipe cast iron? Because you probably have a solution for that.
Because, yeah, have you ever had to deal with someone talking about a stink pipe?
Will Fry talks about the two people he would have problems with would be Paul McCartney and Peyton, and he means Peyton Manning. And Paul and Will, you probably don't know this story. I probably never told
Will's
you about
on a first name basis of both.
Yeah, he is. Well, I met Peyton Manning. There was a bar that I used to frequent all the time in Knoxville called the Tap Room, which no longer exists. And this was in 2005. In the daytime, I walked into the bar just to get a Budweiser. It was just one of those days I needed one. And I sat down. Got to have a Budweiser.
I don't think I've ever said that.
I was drinking Bud Heavy at the time. That was like my go-to beer. So I went up. There was like when you walked in the main door, there was just a little bar right there at the door. And then it went a long ways down. And there was one pool table back in the back. And I sit down. There's probably four people in the entire bar. I'm sitting there drinking. And the guy to the left of me starts talking to me. Real nice guy. I'm not even looking at him. And I look over at him. And finally, I go, "Hey, man, anyone ever told you you look like Kenny Chesney?" He goes, "I am Kenny Chesney." And I was like, "Oh, shit." And he goes, "Yeah, I'm just here with my buddy. You know, we used to go to school around here. And just wanted to hang out for the day." And I look down. It's Peyton Manning playing pool with another guy. I was like, "Oh, fucking awesome!" You know.
Yeah, when I met Peyton Manning, I said, "Did it ever embarrass you that the San Diego Chargers always beat you when you played for the Colts?"
It would embarrass me. That's for sure.
Just saying.
I was wondering if you were dressed like a female Bugs Bunny, and you were like, "Oh, hey," trying to work your way into a, I don't know, some kind of a.
Well, that's cool. He was talking.
You find Bugs Bunny attractive when you put on a. You put on a.
Sorry.
I know when I talked to Eddie Van Halen, I wasn't nervous because I was fucking with him. So,
yeah, that's how you do it.
Yeah.
Oh, we just lost Nick.
We lost Nick
temporarily. So, Will Fry says same story minus Peyton and Kenny's dad at OCI, which we all know what OCI is, two nights before Christmas. So,
yeah, same story minus Peyton and Kenny's dad. Yeah. Exactly.
Kenny just hangs out in bars?
Kenny is from a town just northeast of Knoxville. And that's like, and so he loves to, at that time, the strip in Knoxville was the place to be. Now it's switched over to another part of town. But the bars that like a lot of locals went to were these two bars, the Tap Room and OCI, that sat next to each other. So people would often go eat at OCI and then come over to the Tap Room to drink. And it was just a nice local hangout. Kenny sat down at our table and asked if we were going to come and say hi. Yeah. Yeah. Kenny, in my experience, was a super, super nice guy. Because he's only, I don't know, he's probably in his late 40s now. You know,
he's up there.
Oh, okay.
I know I kind of babbled when I met Dorothy Hamill. That's a huge crush on Dorothy Hamill.
Mm-hmm.
I was kind of I thought I was cool, but looking back on it.
How would that?
No, I well, because this guy that used to work there, he goes, "Yeah, I'm good friends with Dorothy." I go, "Wait, you're friends with her? You?"
I would have been like, "Can you introduce me to your brother, Mark?" Sorry.
Anyway, so it was an honor getting to meet her. I enjoyed it.
And then George Hamilton was the other guy you met, right?
Yeah, George Hamilton, yeah. Then Alexander Hamilton.
Yeah, all the Hamilton.
I said, bang! Oh, I'm sorry. Ah! Too soon, Alexander. I'm sorry. Doc!
It is too soon.
Oh, but anyway, back to
really too soon for him?
No.
It's been like 200-plus years.
You were saying, though.
But the Paul McCartney, if anyone out there wants, if you like music, it's one of those, to me, that was like a good neutral, like medium documentaries. It's not... You know, if you're a diehard Beatle fan, you've read a lot of books, it's probably not going to impress you too much with the stories because you've probably read them. But it is neat to see someone break down track for track Beatle tracks and some Paul solo stuff. You will find it entertaining for sure.
I mean, obviously, like there's some, like even from the episodes I'd seen, it was like felt like he was like hitting on some major, you know, Beatles. Like, if this is your first Beatles documentary, you're going to learn some of the basics, but he also goes a little bit deeper on some tracks that I was kind of surprised about. Like I didn't know the whole story behind Michelle and how he was like pretending to be a French kind of troubadour in the corner.
So, I didn't, that was one of the stories I did not know either, but he had written that song, you know, forever ago as a joke, you know?
Yeah. Like cool, it was back when John was in art school and they were trying to impress art school girls, basically, chicks. Yeah. And so he wore a black turtleneck and he was kind of strumming his guitar in the corner there and he was trying to sing in a French kind of way, but it was just all like kind of, because you know, if you were French, you were kind of cool, you had a little bit of an edge, or you were interesting, and maybe
especially
the girls
if you're
would
an
talk
artist,
to you.
Right.
Well, the thing was is they were trying to impress art school girls, which, you know, I mean,
couldn't they just said I'm the Beatles?
It was too early for that. So, and even then,
I'm going to be really famous if you don't go out and meet. Big mistake. How old is McCartney now?
He's born in 42. He's about to be 79 in October or August. I can't remember.
Randy says
I thought he was a summer birthday.
John, yeah, you're right. I forget.
Yeah, he might just
John's October. George was February, and Ringo's May, I think. And I can't.
Yeah, I thought Paul was like June or July, late June or something. I don't know why I think that. Boom, Matt Treist, June 18th. Nice. So, and he is 79. So, same day as Roger Ebert. Wow, that's and Randy met Rosa Parks. Were you a time traveler? You're traveling with the doctor these days? If you haven't seen the most recent Doctor Who, they do a Rosa Parks episode.
Oh, really?
And
it's really good. It kind of took me back to like the Quantum Leap days of when he was leaping into like Lee Harvey Oswald or, you know, like somebody famous, you know, it was like.
I tried watching it, but I couldn't decide what, and I watched like an episode. I was just like going, I can't keep, I don't know what's going on.
You mean Doctor Who?
Doctor Who, because it's what 50 years
plus. Well, you can just start in 2005.
I know, but I was like, yeah. I can't. Not
there's nothing to keep up. It kind of just jumps in, just like, you know, it'd be like if people were like, oh, I've never seen.
Could I binge all 50 seasons?
Well, you've done MASH how many times? I'm sure.
Yeah, I know, right?
It's almost time for another MASH one. Another Southland, another MASH.
And Will Fry says I'm 4 seasons behind on the Doctor. Yeah,
you need to catch up. There's no excuse.
I sometimes go through phases where I'll watch a couple seasons at once, and then it's like I'll go on like little binging sprees with the Doctor. So I hadn't seen any of the most recent Doctor, and there's some questions as to like how is she the Doctor, because there's this rule. There was some rule that was kind of set about at some point where there was only like the Doctor could only regenerate like 12 times.
And how did they explain the Doctor changing over time, being a different actor?
That's what I was mentioning.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Yeah. I mean, it's
take the wax
to just go back to like the early Doctor Who, the first incarnation of the Doctor. I think it's a really brilliant story, kind of, you know, thing that they solved. The fact that they had him regenerate, you know, from the first Doctor to the second. Like, they could have just been like, okay, well, show's over, you know, we can't.
Yeah.
Or they could have faked it and just been like, here's another old guy, he's the same Doctor.
Or just done like James Bond, where he just there's no explanation on why.
It's basically something that the Doctor can basically be reborn. And as he, it's almost like if he's on death's door, or she.
Is that why it's called Who? Because,
well, that's always been a little bit of the punny part of the title. People will sometimes say like Doctor Who, you know, and then he never answers. You know, the Doctor never says Doctor this or Doctor.
We don't have. He doesn't have a name.
It's just the Doctor.
The Doctor.
So yeah.
Doctor.
But they do really funny puns with how they throw in the
Those
Doctor.
Brits are so funny.
I'm just saying it was really ingenious that they decided to do it.
I'm agreeing with you.
Because they kept that show going all the way up into the 80s with this whole regeneration. The problem is they wrote themselves into this part where they were like, okay, the Doctor can only regenerate 12 times. Mm-hmm. And so going all the way up to this most recent Doctor, I thought was the 13th Doctor. And so there was a bit of a like, oh, how are they going to explain this? And so... Again, this is not spoilery, but you will get an explanation if you watch the 13th Doctor and her incarnation of the Doctor. So, and I thought they did a really fun.
The original series premiered on the day Kennedy was assassinated, had horrible ratings, and was almost canceled after a few weeks. Mm-hmm. I think when the NFL and AFL were two rival leagues, if I remember correctly, the NFL played the following week. The AFL took it off, and that gave the AFL some credibility because they took off because people love Kennedy, except for the people that shot him.
But the AFL was horrible for years.
What?
Yes.
AFL
Everyone,
was
the NFL dominated the AFL.
But the AFL had some really good teams.
They did.
The San Diego Chargers.
But I'm just saying, like you look at those first few years of the Super Bowls, like the NFL dominates the AFC.
Yeah. But now so, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter now.
Interleague play, you know, they play each other. And
So Randy writes in with more about Rosa Parks here. He says, at church, I had befriended a woman at church. Good for you, Randy. It's always nice to befriend people at church. One Sunday,
I unfriend people at church.
She brought someone with her. Oh my they God, sat down beside me, and she said, I'd like you to meet my aunt. Her name was, or her aunt was Rosa Parks. Totally cool. Under the radar. And the enormity of the situation did not hit me until later that day.
That's a big, so, that's because that's a big name in history.
Yeah, I would say so.
It would be it'd be like Nick meeting Lincoln.
Pass.
He what? Says what? Because I think Nick would have
are,
said.
Are you? But you, what, you're what, now what? You're saying that Randy wouldn't have wanted to meet Rosa Parks.
Yeah, I think exactly.
Randy's, I think Randy's saying he would like to have. I mean,
you wouldn't want to meet Lincoln.
No,
Nick.
If I had to meet historical figures, if I had a choice of like three, he would not make the top 10.
I don't want to meet anybody that's dead because that's gross.
You could say, hey, go to the theater tonight. You're going to love it. No,
you with your holier than thou attitude.
Yeah. I'm just saying, it would be
wear the big hat with a target on it.
I guess you know if you had to meet somebody living today, you know, like that's not dead. I mean, like Hoffa. You go, what's up,
Jimmy Hoffa?
But no, living today.
How do we know he's dead? We don't know.
Yeah, you don't know.
You just want to meet Jimmy Hoffa and be like, where have you been hiding this whole time?
Come on, dude.
There's a I think Jimmy Hoffa just like biologically would be dead at this point. I mean, sure, maybe he's alive, but come
maybe on. He froze himself.
Sure.
He's waiting for a cure that
him, him and Walt,
can
him
bring
and
you
Walt
back to life when you've been all chopped up.
Randy's just full of information. He says that his aunt, now this is actually his aunt.
Holy crap. Aunt,
shook hands with both Hitler and JFK.
Wow.
That is some crazy stuff.
Wow.
Yes.
Only old people are getting this, but that is wild.
I it's one of those like little things that you'll see a pop up meme or whatever, but you know, there's this, you know, something about Martin Luther King Jr. and what is it? No, like they were the same age or they were born in the same year and you don't at the same time. Diary of Anne Frank. Sorry.
Anne Frank and Martin Luther King Jr.
It's really? But you think of her as well always that age.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Right.
She died so young. Yeah.
Yeah. And associated with you know, the Holocaust, and then you associate Martin Luther King Jr. with, you know, civil rights and a whole different decade, you know.
I've never shook hands with a president.
Huh. I've seen
Reagan.
Striking
distance of both Kennedy and Reagan.
Oh, okay.
I saw Reagan in, well, he was like 20 feet away from me before he was president.
He
was campaigning for president.
And he came in mailboxes, et cetera. And
I was I was working at a hotel in San Diego.
Hey, I know, you know, I can't do Reagan like Reagan. Hey, like I can't do it. It's going to sound creepy, but like, you know, hey, like, I know you're about to close, but I really need to get this mailed off, son. You know, and like come in.
Sure. Okay.
I'll just be 1 minute.
Well, yeah. Greg Louganis's mom used to come into the mailbox center and send him packages to him in Los Angeles all the time. So like one day I looked, I go, she goes, yes, he's my son. I said, okay, that's cool.
Matt Treese mentions Anne Frank and Barbara Walters. Now that's an interesting combination too, because I think of Barbara Walters.
Wow,
I think
that is wild.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. You would think Barbara Walters is older. She's like 120, isn't she?
She's getting up there.
So Randy's giving more about
I love jelly beans.
And he's saying that she was from Germany. When Hitler visited their village, she was a little girl to greet him and give him flowers. So, and when she grew up, she met my uncle, who was a U.S. soldier in Germany, and they got married.
Oh, so she she must have met Hitler then, like before he was really a big deal. Like,
yeah,
in the early 30s.
Before his stash.
Mid-30s. Yeah. Before his stash. Yeah.
Before the stash. I like how Tamara says, I've only met Jay and Jack. You and me both.
Well, your life sucks.
I think that was a... isn't that a Curb Your Enthusiasm joke or Seinfeld joke? I want to say it is one of those two shows where they like, you know, it's funny how you didn't meet anyone named Adolf or Hitler anymore. It just kind of like killed off the name. Like,
I think it's Seinfeld. Yeah.
Okay. Like you don't meet anyone anymore. Is that like you're the Hitlers? Like you just don't meet anyone. It's like, oh, the Hitler family's coming over tonight for dinner. Like it just.
Oh yay! I'm sure anyone that had the name Hitler changed it, wouldn't you think?
Oh yeah.
I mean, most people.
Call me Skitler.
Right. And then of course, you know, Friends did the one Hitler. With Stalin, which was funny too.
Yeah. It's funny.
I know. I'm gonna go to America and I will be called Shitler. Yeah. We'll be called the Shitlers. Yeah, that's a good one.
They got married and moved to Philly. JFK came through and a presidential campaign stopped and shook his hand there.
Wow.
Wow.
Also,
what are you doing for us, huh?
Really maybe maybe your aunt's got some weird kind of like shaking
time,
hands power.
Time traveler.
Yeah. Oh man. Wow.
Maybe she's a curse. Yeah.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Like if you're running for office, like you either shake her, like she's a kingmaker and a king destroyer. Yeah. Like at the same time.
Randy says she's probably the only person in history. I've never heard anyone. You know, it's too bad we don't have What's My Line or what was that show?
Randy, this is one of those things that I think you should
research it and
well or even just you know I think getting conversations of family members on tape is always like one of those things. They're like recorded tape. It sounds so dated, but
you
even if you had like
that recorded tape, speak into the mic.
What's funny? I don't know.
But
if you
I mean,
guys,
seriously, though, like to have that recorded or something to pass on to, like, you know, it's like, I mean, that is so unique, you know.
Yeah, I mean,
it says something about her life story too, you know, like where she came from, where she ended up, and you know, and you know, and then knowing you, Randy.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys.
I think it's a fascinating story. I seriously do.
There's a story that I've heard from three different people that I almost think of as like an urban myth now, like because I don't believe it.
Are they all from Tennessee?
No, well, I don't know, probably. it's all like my uncle or my dad or like those kind of stories. It's like, oh, my dad had a beer with Jim Morrison in Germany, like you know, when they were in the military, they were and he was like hanging out in a bar. And I'm like, what year was this?
Come
you know,
on,
and
baby, let
and like they'll always in. Say it's like, oh, it was like 72 or 73. And I'm like, you know, he was dead before after that. You know? And it's like, well, maybe it was before that. I'm like, but I've heard it from three different people. And it's like, and I almost want to go like, was it some guy pretending to be Jim Morrison in
right?
a bar, you know, that just looked like him, you know? And like, that's what your dad or your uncle or your whoever told you. Because that happens a lot. You know, where it's like, oh, I got a picture with this person, and it's totally not them.
I swear I've met Jerry Garcia.
Yeah.
I met his 1999,
yeah, right.
Tamara Glatfelder sent me an email a couple weeks ago saying that we could be related to Meghan Markle.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. Huh. That's interesting.
Yeah, so.
If I
find out to be true, maybe I can get them on the podcast.
Yeah. Well, I think you need to go for Downton Abbey, your Downton Abbey podcast. I mean, break out the big guns with your wife.
You wouldn't want to do the Ramblecast with Meghan Markle and Prince Henry?
Pass.
Harry, I'm sorry.
I don't think so.
Pass. I think Oprah
lives right next door. I might as well invite her over too.
I would say something stupid, and you know Chris would say something stupid, so it would just
he'd be like, "Fuck you."
Yeah. Hey, Harry, do you remember when you dressed up as a Nazi?
I know why Matt doesn't want Oprah on the show because she'd be the better producer.
I have no problem handing over the producer reins to anybody else that would like to take over.
Oh, wait, his aunt is still alive.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can we get her on the podcast?
Wait, no. Oh, I guess
his aunt is still alive.
What do you guys talk about on
She's
here?
She's on up there then, because she had been born in, what, 1930, 1928?
Why don't you just ask Granny how old Suzanne is?
She's in her at least... She's at least 88, we know. Or...
I met them both in the 90s.
Randy kind of brings up a good point here. Is if we get the Royals on, can we talk about stink pipes?
Why not? I don't know.
If we get the Royals on, you have to open the song or the show with Royals by Lord. You know that, right?
Yes, I know.
Steve Thang by Lord. Yeah. Randy Marsh. Lord,
have you seen her new album cover?
No,
I have not.
I don't think I've ever listened to a song by Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Good Lord.
Good Lord is what I said when I saw the album. I was like, wow, I didn't know the kids were doing that these days. Okay. Oh. The kids.
It's probably on TikTok, clean, right?
Was she cleaning the old stink pipe?
You know what? At this time is a good time to take a commercial break.
And we're back.
Well,
brought to you by the U.S. Army, the sweetest smelling army in the world.
I'm gonna
watch that movie again.
I'm going to share with the guys just to let them know what Lord's new album, Solar Power, cover looks like. Okay. So,
speaking of stink pipe,
that's
the album cover. Wow.
I like how you're like, speaking of stink pipes.
And awesome. That's what we saw. Yeah. Yeah.
That's some definite solar power.
Actually, the sun doesn't shine down there that often.
That's what they say.
That's what they say.
Stick it where the sun doesn't shine, but not with Lourdes or Lord. No,
you know what's funny? It was
shined
funny.
That up. So. It's a beautiful album cover. I never shook her hand.
Bought her for I bet you Randy's aunt has.
So Nick, you were going to say something.
Well, there's a couple of points that just all the random images that popped through my head. So I'll just go to the stink pipe thing. So like, yeah, I got my inspections all done for the new house, and I'm lucky. The only thing I need to fix is I have two roof panels I need to fix. So that's not much. And then the same problem as Matt, because the house was built in 68. So the sewer pipe running from the house to the street is cast iron, which is, you know, after 50 years, it just needs to be replaced. And the sellers agreed to credit me the money back from what I paid to get it fixed. So that's nice.
That's nice. So, there was no hassle, no arguments.
No, nothing. That was
lawyers
the only,
involved.
That was the only objection that I put up. Like, everything else came back pretty well. And I said, like, you know, anything that's less than $5,000, I'm not going to really throw a hissy fit about it. So I was like,
well, because you make a lot of money here on this podcast. So
I do.
$5,000 is like, fuck it.
Yeah. I mean, I get fourth billing. I get last billing. And you'd think it, I would get paid more, but yeah.
I think we asked the listeners actually to help us out so that you could buy this house. And lo and behold, I think it was Sherry. I like to think that Sherry was doing some kind of like computer digging, you know, and like actually made it seem like this other buyer had this like.
Oh, so thing. She sabotaged them.
Yeah. I like to think that, you know.
I can see like, Sherry doing that. Mm-hmm. I don't know if she's in the chat to defend herself, but I can see her doing that.
Well, I said that last week, didn't I? Like, I was really lucky to get it, you know, because the guy who originally bought it had a foreclosure.
He had a foreclosure
on his record and did not tell his lender about that. So the lender backed out, and so he lost the house.
That's because it just magically appeared. Thank you, Sherry.
Thank you. Well, luckily that, because Sherry had some more dirt that she was making up that was uncalled for. But, you know, she wanted you to have the house, Matt.
You've been showing people my house, Jack? What the
hell? Yeah, because I said, hey, someday I'm going to go there.
I've showed a couple. It's
people.
A friend brag. I mean,
my wife goes, oh my God, the decks. I go, they're everywhere.
They're everywhere. They're basically they're everywhere.
I only thought you had one deck, but apparently you got a full deck.
Yeah. Chris, of course, I think Chris is already plotting, you know, in his brain. Cause like that's what he wants. He wants to come fly into Denver to see a concert for like a couple of days. And he's like, oh, you live only an hour away. that's great. I can come stay with you.
Like, my sure, wife said Chris. She was cool with it as long as I brought some things back.
Ah, painkillers.
Gotcha. Yes. No. And I said, yeah, I can do it. I don't mind getting on a plane with it. What the hell?
It's actually really neat.
Like, just so they don't tape me to the seat, which seems to be the new thing now.
Yeah.
Well, if you get out of line, passengers. Have you seen these passengers getting out of line? They duct tape them to the seat.
I saw the one.
Well, she was actually trying to open up the door.
Yeah, but another guy today was I guess he was cussing it, and he touched the breast of two female flight attendants, and they tried to punch another one. And so they end up taping him, and now the company is mad at the people for taping him. The flight attendants, these flight attendants don't get paid enough for this crap.
They actually get paid pretty well. But
no, I don't think they do.
They get paid more than pilots do. I mean, not really.
No, well, there's no way they get more pay than pilots.
Okay, so my sister-in-law...
Six math.
Used to be a flight attendant. So you actually get paid more...
Was she on Pan Am?
I don't know what she was on. But you actually, because you have so much like student loan debt, like if to become a pilot, you go into so much debt to get your hours and all these things that you actually get paid more your first like 10 years as a flight attendant than you do as a pilot because you're paying off so much that you're dirt poor.
But
eventually they make tons more.
Wouldn't it be better just to go in the Air Force and be a pilot there and just go, okay, now
that's what I would do.
Now I want to be a pilot and I don't have any debt.
Right.
And then you can do some maneuvers with a plane. Yeah. This is what we used to do at NAMM.
Yeah, I actually have a guy that graduated 1 year below me in high school. I don't know why he's not a pilot now. Like,
drop my payload. Passengers.
Are you talking about Will? I know Will Fry's from your parts. You know,
Will's from my hometown, but he actually went to school in Nashville.
Did you know Will then? I can't remember. Did you know Will?
I know Will, yeah.
Okay, but he's not invited to our podcast thing, is he?
What?
About the
sure he podcast? Is. Yeah.
Shit. Oh, so anyway, yeah, he went to the Air Force Academy, went to Iraq, you know, and flew C-130s for years, and he retired from the Air Force at like 35, 36. And it's like, what do you do now? Like, that's what I would have done, just become a pilot and just still make a bank. Because, you know,
And your co-pilot is named Otto.
Yeah.
Right?
Remember that movie Air America with Robert Downey Jr.?
I like that movie. That's a good movie.
And Mel Gibson, right?
Mel Gibson, Robert Downey Jr., and there's a couple other famous people.
It's a Vietnam movie. Is it Vietnam?
It is a Vietnam movie, but it's not
made in the traditional era of Vietnam movies.
No, but I think it has a bit of a difference.
It's the illegal CIA operation where we smuggled weapons and things like that.
Allegedly.
Yeah,
allegedly. I have fond memories of that movie, sure, and it was before Robert Downey Jr. completely bottomed out, and made his way back in.
Yeah, like to me the most underrated,
and you know, young kids at home don't know that he had issues.
Oh, they just know him as Iron Man. Yeah.
And it's like this famous actor. I mean, it's fantastic. He pulled his life.
It cracks me up. Like,
he was circling the drain.
The people that I know that are born in the early to mid 90s now, like if you say Alan Rickman to them, they think Snape from Harry Potter. That's what they know him from. And I'm like, are you serious? I was like, do you realize that he was in so much before Harry Potter?
That was on before I was born.
Yeah, I didn't watch Die Hard. I'm like,
Sherry went and got a drink and just heard her name. And then when she got back.
Thanks, Sherry. So, we were just talking about how you
fucked up that buyer.
You clipped a few people for me to get my house. Yeah, so I appreciate it.
Can I complain about Twitter for a second?
No, we're still talking about
Elmer. You already have your title as fuck Twitter. We know you're mad at Twitter about something. We don't know why.
You don't know why I'm mad at Twitter?
It's a mystery. I like that. It's like,
well, no, I'm banned from Twitter.
Really? What?
Yeah. Oh, now you're interested in the story. Now you want to hear the story. Actually, fuck off.
I think Matt and I want to talk about Star Wars for a little while.
I think so. So, see my little Wicket figure right here? Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
So, 4 days ago.
Oh, Jack just got banned from this show. It's just like Twitter sent me a message. They're like, he's not allowed to talk on any public.
StreamYard is censoring people now. That's crazy. Look, he can't even say anything. He has to give us visual cues now. What's that?
I thought I saw you on Twitter the other day.
Nope.
Today.
Since Saturday, I've been banned because there was the Padres complaining about their pitching coach because nobody likes Larry Rothschild. And I don't know if you remember Dave Roberts. If I don't know if John's in the chat. Tim probably remembers Dave Stewart. Pitched for the Dodgers, the A's, and a bunch of other teams. But he was the pitching coach for the Padres and was very intense. I mean, it literally was just... So we used to say, you know, if he went out to talk to the pitcher, what is he saying? Throw strikes or I'll kill you. Which is the running joke. So they said, bring back Dave Roberts. Throw strikes or I'll kill you. That got me banned permanently from Twitter. Now, I've gone back and forth with it, and now today I'm not being nice. My aunt owns Twitter. Fuck your aunt, Nate Rainey. So anyway, I sent a message back saying, oh, so Christy Teigen can tell people to go kill themselves, and she doesn't get banned. But I make a joke about something that didn't say kill anybody. Mm-hmm. It was just a thing. I've explained it like 50 times. I go, but I get banned for life. I go, I've never said anything sexist, racist, harmful, anything. I ignore people, you know.
Where were you on the day of January 6th? How do we know you did not orchestrate this through Twitter?
Well, maybe I did, but I have other accounts.
But maybe they keep saying, no,
we're going to keep the ban. I'm like, I go, so I don't have a blue check, so you fuckers. I didn't say fuckers. It's bullshit, though. See, Kim remembers, and then Dave and John says, Stuart, he was intense. And I explained, I go, he was just really intense, and he always felt bad for the pitcher that he was going to fucking wring their neck when he walked out there. And I go, I get banned for that? I've showed him the quote, Cher. I've said it. They just keep saying this canned response. Sorry, your neck can't close. And you're banned for. I go, 11 years or 12 years I've been on this and never done anything. Mm-hmm. I can't even get off with a warning. I said, so Christy Teigen can say, go kill yourself? And she still has an account? I go, how is that fair? So I'm waiting to hear from that. I told Jay, I go, I'm going to keep doing it until they tell me to fuck off and ban me from. I'm just gonna keep sending them messages. I have other accounts.
Oh, you do.
But they blocked my Crackpot Sports account.
Oh,
and they blocked my blocked my Crackpot Jack account. But the other ones I can go on. But still, it's not this. It's
almost as if
now now it's principle.
Yeah, you're almost like the Pete Rose of Twitter.
Exactly.
It's almost like they were
I just did a video on Pete Rose.
This guy's name is going by crack,
yeah,
and pot.
Mm-hmm.
And he's all jacked up.
Okay, honestly, hi. I know you're high, Matt, and I know Nick. You're pretty fair, Nick. What I said, is it worth me being banned for life?
No,
it's because someone is reading it not knowing the context of the tweet.
I've explained it.
I know, but they don't care. You're nothing to them.
But I get I'm in Twitter jail. I get that Christy Teigen brings people to their site.
Yeah.
Good or bad. But is it fair that she's literally told someone to go kill themselves? And she's a bully, and she was a bully to many people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a bully to anybody except maybe Dean Spanos.
And Matt.
Well, Matt, yeah, fuck Matt.
I know.
I cannot, because I said it, I went, the hell? Why am I banned?
Is there anything that we can do to help?
You can start a campaign, get Jack back on Twitter. Now you know what's going to happen. What's going to happen for the Super Bowl? You won't get my great tweets from the Super
Your
Bowl.
Your play-by-plays that no one understands.
Nice catch.
Nice catch, fumble.
Or
the whole Twitter world's going to mess out on that.
Come on.
Come on, exactly.
You're gonna miss all of the great hits, like an idiot.
Yeah. Come on, hashtag South LA Chargers.
They wouldn't call that for the Patriots.
Yeah.
And other great hits.
I'm sorry. I don't blame you. In fact, I really don't mess Twitter. It's been like 4 days. I mean, I can go on it, but I can't say anything. I literally can't say. Sometimes I'm like,
they found your other secret one that was like, where's Pence? Find Pence. Hang Pence.
John Mevius.
Sorry, I meant
Jack Pence. Off Twitter.
Episode title, Jack Off Twitter. I like that.
But it's bullshit.
We don't have Chris tonight to pull the heavy lifting for all.
I'm just frustrated and angry that I'm gonna go. You know what? I'm gonna keep sending fucking messages until they just say fuck it.
You put it in all caps here. I mean, it's not even like casual. It's like
boom. Literally. I go. So I've been on here 11 years and never had a problem. And you don't go. Okay, here's a warning first. My wife goes, "Well, you put kill in there." I go. What the fuck? I go, yeah. I could say Kill Bill. That gets me banned from Twitter. That's a movie. And it's basically from Stripes when Francis Sawyer goes, "Any of you guys touch my stuff and I'll kill you." That's what it's from. And I explain that to him. I go, it's just a movie quote. I go, how about a warning?
Right.
And I don't do it again. I go, but you ban me for life? For life? And if I start another, try to go around it, blah, 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 blah. Like, what are you going to do, fuckers? Just keep banning me? You know what? I'm just going to set up dummy accounts left and right. And you just keep banning me, banning me, banning me, banning me, banning me. So right now, I'm really going to start. I'm ready to call the news and say, hey, what the fuck? I've been banned. Christy Teigen can go kill yourself, which I think should have got her banned from Twitter. And what's his name? Michael Shea from Saturday Night Live.
Oh yeah, that was on Instagram. Yeah,
I thought it was Twitter.
I thought it was on Instagram.
I thought it was Twitter
because it was part of a story.
I thought it was Twitter. Either way, he can do it, but yeah, he's still on Twitter.
I had seen the images of what he had put out there, and it was part of his. So
well, either way, what he put was disgusting.
Yeah, I'm not.
He goes, you know, I don't make fun of white people and whatever he said. I'm like going, I go, bullshit.
Well, you know, hopefully they don't know your IP address, so you know you'll be good.
It just pisses. It just again.
I like Treese's comment here. Jack's going to join Parler and the MyPillow guys.
Hey, whoever will at this point, whoever will accept me.
I'm looking for
who
asylum.
For who I am.
Don't make Jack angry. Don't make Jack angry.
Where's the place where Napoleon Bonaparte hangs out?
My pillow.
Twitter.
Not your pillow. Yep. It's my pillow.
You know, the thing is that he could have had a great product, but he creeps me the fuck out. Because there's the one commercial that really made me creep. It's the one where like the bald guy is looking in the mirror and then he pops up on the other side of the mirror. And at this point, the bald guy is just a normal guy, and he's doing a typical sales pitch. Like, you don't look, you're sleeping that well. He's like, I'm not. He sells the pillow. But then the bald guy in the next scene, he's wearing the same clothes as the My Pillow guy, and I'm kind of like, did he join a cult? Like, I don't get why he's wearing the clothes.
Clothes is a symbolism of removing the skin or the flesh of another person.
You know what's ironic about this is Randy's aunt shook the My Pillow guy's hand.
She might have.
King Maker, King Destroyer.
But this guy is so stupid, though. He killed his business.
He did.
Yeah.
It's my pillow.
Why isn't it your
Why was he invited to the White House?
Because he
needed new pillows in the Lincoln bedroom.
Generating money, I think, or donating a lot of money.
I'm waiting for the iMac version, the iPillow.
But you know, from the reviews I read about those pillows,
you get to buy one every like 2 years, though, because of the
pillow that Chris recommended to me like years ago on the show, the
concrete pillow.
It's like a bamboo something pillow.
Yeah,
that pillow is awesome. Whereas in the one that for my pillow, I remember reading reviews of it, like it's mixed reviews that people have said, like it doesn't hold up. It's great at first, but after a few months, it kind of loses its firmness and it's not as good.
Yeah, we got the cold pillow where it was supposed to keep cool.
Has anybody tried this?
It keeps cool for like a couple days.
Has anybody tried this F boy pillow? You guys know what that is? I've been sleeping with this F boy pillow for a while now.
You talk about your wife like that? What the hell, man?
And you're still on fucking Twitter?
Yeah,
I am, Matt. Because I don't really tweet that much stuff.
You know,
when I was off Facebook, I actually was on Twitter more. Right. And then now that I'm kind of on Facebook, but not really on Facebook.
I've been off all social media. I just kind of just got pissed.
Yeah, because you got banned for life, dude.
Well, from Twitter.
You didn't really have a choice in the matter.
Again, you know? I have the RCAD Twitter account. I have Crazy Hank TV. I have other Twitter accounts, but it's just like pissing me off. Sherry loves her pillow. It's my pillow. My pillow.
She has a love my pillow. Which is a different one.
Oh, I love my
pillow. It's awesome. No, I'm not sure if it's the same brand.
Oh, I thought you said I love my pillow.
No.
Right. I have his in her.
Oh, I'm sorry. I read that incorrectly.
Maybe if you knew how to read.
You know what? Ban me from this fucking chat. I don't care.
Unrelated. Have you guys been watching any of that?
That's a good one, Randy.
Oh.
Those aren't two pillows. My wife
those aren't pillows.
My wife just bought two pillows, and they're sitting right over here. I go, those aren't two pillows. And she just goes.
Randy, what? I think that's a good idea for Randy brings up a good idea about having some pillows that are Planes, Trains, and Automobiles themed. I think that would be really hilarious. So.
It would have to be a body pillow. Like if you did one, it'd have to be a body pillow and then like have
it has to be two balls.
Two balls.
Those balls. Aren't two pillows. How big are your fucking balls that it would feel like pillows? That's what I always wondered. How big I mean, seriously, those aren't two pillows. It's like, okay, how big are the two pillows would be big, right? So you got like big balls?
No, I assumed it's butt cheeks. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, I was in a really melancholy mood for most of the day. I was kind of.
Have you been banned from Twitter?
No, I just had a lot of like stress and I don't know. I just sometimes like.
Are you high right now?
Sometimes days just kind of
kicked in yet. That's not fully. Kidding. Not fully.
He's fucking floating.
No,
another 15, maybe 20.
Oh, it was his thighs. I always thought it was his balls.
I always thought it was his butt cheeks.
I thought it was his butt cheeks.
I thought it was his balls. Yeah. Those aren't two pillows.
How are you going to put your hand between two balls?
Because I don't. If you're touching my butt, it's not that big a deal. But if you're touching my balls, that's a big deal.
Yeah, but I always like
There's two balls. You're touching my balls.
There's two butt cheeks.
Yeah, but that's like, okay, butt cheeks, okay. That's uncomfortable, but it's not like you're touching my balls.
Okay. You're going to know.
I feel like this is an RCAD versus. And
I think I'm right on this. Oh, then you'll have someone who doesn't listen to the show going, oh, blah, 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 blah.
I like Will's suggestion that it was thighs. So we have thighs.
Yeah, I would believe thighs or butt cheeks before. Yes,
I'm going with ball.
Look.
Because he's like, it's like, okay, you're touching my butt.
I think you have a very like
all the time slap each other on the ass, right?
I think you have a very like weird perception of what John Candy's balls, like the size of them. Like how big are John Candy's balls?
No,
that was Steve. It'd be Steve Martin's balls.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So how big are Steve Martin's balls?
They're pretty big because I would imagine. Wild and crazy.
How would you know? Because you know those things are hairy. Look at his chest. You know his balls.
Yeah,
and they're gray.
He was alive during the 70s. Anybody alive during the 70s has way too much hair.
Well, not everybody.
No, pretty much.
Now some of us got fucking dicked over on that one too.
Well, that
everyone's
was
saying butt cheeks. I always thought it was balls. Those because who cares about butt cheeks? You know.
If I got someone's hand between my butt cheeks, I'm going to notice.
Sure, no.
Well, if we're sleeping in the same bed and you're grabbing my butt cheeks, I'm not as offended as that you're grabbing my balls.
Okay. Challenge accepted.
I will go to my – in fact, that's what's going to be on my tombstone. It was his balls.
I will make sure that it's on your tombstone.
Thank you.
So people will think you died of testicular cancer?
Fuck Twitter is my new fuck Twitter, fuck Spanos.
I'm just gonna find Cindy's.
Fuck the Giants, fuck the Dodgers.
I know I have Cindy's information in here. I'll just text her. Can just secretly like put your hands between Jack's
balls
tonight?
Hold on a second.
I do that all the time. He wants me to check for a hernia.
Oh, he's bringing back pillows. I honestly thought he was bringing back Cindy. And I was like, I'm not ready to ask Cindy this in person.
See? Those aren't two pillows.
Jeez.
It was, but they're the size of what? Thighs, balls, butts?
But the size of pillows. I mean,
we ask the hard-hitting questions here.
I
never thought this needed to be debated.
I
can't
either.
Believe I'm the only one that thought it was just he was talking about his balls.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Mind blown.
Can we get Steve Martin on the show? I know it's too late for John Candy, but can we get Steve Martin on the show? Mr. Steve Martin.
Well, see, I mean, that's up to the producer.
I would probably geek out over Steve Martin because I'm
the delegation of authority and who gets what on what show. I've always believed that it is your responsibility, Jack. You have part ownership of Jay and Jack. It's up to you and Jay to basically bring in the heavy.
Yeah, whatever.
You know, the thing is, if we got Steve Martin on the show, I would probably annoy him because I would just constantly be like, when are you going to make a sequel to The Jerk? I need an elder.
Well that's jerk. Why we're not going to have him on.
Yeah, that's because I need a Naven. I need an older Naven. I need, you know.
I was thinking about, okay, so there's a line from the McCartney documentary, to bring it back to that, where he mentions that he's a fan of the Beatles now.
Yeah, you know, before he was. I totally understood that, yeah.
And so I thought that was like an interesting idea, and I actually in my mind at the time went to like Steve Martin, because Steve Martin is one of those people that has had different incarnations or lives
right.
that he's led. And so his stand-up career, way different than his movie career, different than where he is now.
The beginning of his movie career.
Well,
The Jerk is from his stand-up.
Right, but right, I mean, right. like, even when you...
Cat juggling?
I think, I'm trying to remember his biography, which is actually an autobiography, but he calls it a biography, because he wrote it from the standpoint that he was past all of the stand-up career. Like, he basically was just like, that was a different...
Is this where he started Disneyland, working as a magician and all that stuff?
Yeah. It starts from there.
I read that.
Yeah. So, and also a good audiobook too, because he reads the book. So
I read it.
Okay. No, nobody's.
I think a lot of people are that way though. I mean, because like, you know, you look back at your 20s or 30s or whatever, or even your high school years, you know, you're a completely different person, and the way that you would approach situations that you remember from those.
I shook hands with Stallings.
Stalin?
Joseph Stalin, yeah.
You said Stalin's plural.
Stalins. I was like, is there multiple? Good to meet you. Fuck you.
It was just all of his body doubles. I didn't really mean Stalin.
Was it balls or thighs? I asked.
The question. Yeah.
Would Steve Martin be a fan of his own stand-up career?
I think he would be, because it was so unique.
Yeah.
Right. Or would you just be like, I'm over it?
Well, I think he's probably moved on, because he's, again, like we've said, he does music. He plays, you know,
right.
He did music then too.
I know, but that's what he focuses on now. He's his career has evolved for, you know, everything under the sun. So it's just amazing how he reinvents himself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
his stand-up was like nothing you'd ever seen before.
I think that's the way a lot of creative people are. It's like you always have, like, you know, at least two or more goals of what you want to do, you know, but you can only focus on one of them at a time. And so his first priority was probably stand-up, but he had music, he always had acting, he always had all these things like on the back burners. And so once he felt he had accomplished one, it's like, okay, now let's do the next. You know, and so that one kind of fades away to the back burner, and this one comes up, and that's just kind of – and he's luckily done it, you know, where he could juggle those, whereas a lot of people can't. It's like, you know, you get kind of fixated on one, and you stick with that, and that's all you
know. He wasn't an overnight success either.
No.
He came at it. I mean, no, but he was on the Smothers Brothers, and he was on, I think, Sonny and Cher, too. Wasn't he on Sonny and Cher?
Mm-hmm, yeah. Well, he did writing for them.
For writing, yeah. But he used to do a lot of the stuff like that with the Unknown Comic. know you guys remember the Unknown Comet. He wore the bag over his face. He used to be on that show, Make Me Laugh. He goes, I'm sorry, I'm not getting a lot of sleep. I got bags under my eyes. I would have lost every time because that joke cracks me up. I'm doing a facelift. He takes his bag one back off. There's another bag on his face.
I bet he had a lot of hair. So, because 70s, you know.
The Gong Show, yes. The Unknown Comic was on the Gong Show, yes.
Did I ever tell you guys that I tried out for the Extreme Gong Show back in the 90s?
You no. did not.
No. Yeah. So it was, I was, you know, art college, you know, summertime. I was thinking, hey, I'm going to do something that's not art related.
I was in art college, you know.
Well, you know, I was always kind of focused on
Sherry. No, he wasn't the Unknown Comic. I just said he was on the show with the Unknown Comic.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sorry.
Happy
Feet.
What was I talking about?
You're about you being on the Gong Show.
Oh, yeah. So,
and you didn't get on. They took all crappy people. Let me didn't make it.
Let me tell you what I did for it, and I'll set the stage for the fact that where I tried out is like kind of the south side of Indianapolis.
Chicago.
No,
the baddest part.
Can I finish my story? You get to talk about all your fuck Twitter bullshit, but
oh, you just interrupted me 100 times during my.
I know because it was fucking boring.
Wow. Stone Matt is angry Matt.
I told you I was now.
When I talk, you listen.
Okay. I was in a weird mood today. I've been
Matt should apply for
today.
Big Brother. Big dickhead.
So I was at a BW3s on the south side of Indianapolis. Very
south side of Indianapolis.
Very kind of just good old boy kind of place.
How
right?
how old were you then?
I probably was. Well, I was old enough to be in a bar, so I was probably like 21 or 20. No, no, because there was a kid in there too.
Isn't it in Indiana, so anyone can go in a bar?
I don't want to say how old was I. Maybe it was 99.
That's profile.
So anyway, I was in my early 20s. We'll just say that much.
All right, early 20s. So
early 20s.
40 years ago.
So yeah, 1970. 60,
1999. 1991.
Yeah. Carter was president. Carter or Ford? Who's in?
Nixon?
Nixon, maybe? Wow.
Johnson?
On the Beach had just been released.
Ike?
And
Ike?
You were like, just.
I'm just going to go get the Ike? Paper. I was on the cover of one of
Lincoln?
The papers.
Lincoln? You just said, Duck, Lincoln!
They have my picture there, and I have kind of long hair. But anyway, so.
Can I ask you something? You got your hair right here, and there's that one piece right here. Come on, Nick, back me up on this. It's can you get connected with the other piece? It's
no,
like hanging there.
That's how he gets the ladies, man.
That's that strand.
You know, it's the artist strand. It's like everything's perfect, but you had the loose strand.
All the ladies.
Wild.
He's wild. That's the why. It's like it shows he's a rebel. That like he doesn't want it to be perfect. It's like
I apologize. Yeah. You do what you want with your hair because you're a Gong Show extremist.
I didn't get in. So anyway, I dress up in a very kind of hickish outfit. So I got a vest on. What? You don't like that?
A vest? How is a vest hickish?
Because of the shirt that I'm wearing underneath it, and
is it a jean vest? Like what's going on here?
Yeah.
I don't get.
So it's Canadian tuxedo.
I don't get hickish with a vest. I mean, I think overalls, right?
So, Nick, and I'm wearing kind of a farmer. I'm wearing a farmer hat.
Blue jean.
Yes, Randy, that's I'm great. Going for a deep farmer look.
I'm wearing my blue jeans.
And so I'm never going to be able to finish the story. Fuck it. Let's end this show.
No, bullshit. You got to finish the story.
I'm never going to finish the story because you keep interrupting.
Because you're too slow.
No, you keep interrupting.
I keep interrupting. It's the chat interrupting.
All right. So I get up on stage and
Nick is yawning.
I begin lip syncing to Carly Simon's Nobody Does It Better.
That's total hickish. Yeah. Oh, right. I can just picture a bunch of guys in jean overalls together in the field singing.
Let me back up. Let me back up.
Makes me feel sad. You all for the
fuck those guys. Okay, I'm just gonna tell the story the way I want to tell it without them interrupting any of this bullshit. They can come on when I'm done. All right. So, oh hey JP, thanks for interrupting. You can come on the show with me, and we'll just keep Nick and Jack out of this chat. All right. So I get up on stage. I was forgetting this. I talk in a very kind of hickish drawl, kind of like Nick, basically. And I tell this whole story about Crystal and this convenience store and Cooter, who, damn it, Cooter, this one's for you. And then I go into the Nobody Does It Better. So it's a whole setup where I'm talking about Crystal and how she done me wrong. And I do believe that she will love me one day. But first, I got something I got to sing, and that's to her boyfriend. And that's when I go into this whole Nobody Does It Better thing. I begin to start taking off my clothes at this point, specifically the vest. And I'm kind of just doing this like kind of sexy kind of striptease. That's when I got gonged. Now, I really didn't have another place to go from this. I don't know if I had a second set after this, but I get gonged and I'm standing in line with the other contestants afterwards. And I'm just starting to talk just as I talk to somebody else. And they're like, oh my gosh, I didn't know that you taught, that whole thing was in that. Like they actually legitimately thought that I had to, you know, like a Tennessee accent. Okay, Nick, welcome back.
JP, I sent you the link. Just click on your Facebook. I like your comment, Nick. You were gonged on YouTube. So you got gonged.
Yes.
Because they didn't know you were being...
Yeah, well, this kid gonged me, actually. And there's a photo. There was a photo that was taken and it was put in.
What kid?
I don't know. I don't know who this kid was. I mean, his name's in the paper, so I could look him up and just be like,
I meant the dance was with dancing guy from the Gong Show.
I don't know, but none of those people were there.
I met him.
But there is a scene. There is a photo though of me being gonged on stage, and then the little.
Do you really think they were going to take someone from Indiana?
Well, there was a whole thing that they were just searching for people.
I know, but they were just like, they're like, okay, have we been to Indiana yet? Yeah. Well, all right, let's go there.
It was a fun thing to do with my friends when I was in my early 20s. And I'd
Why were you taking off your clothes?
I just thought it would be a really great juxtaposition of like kind of this, you know, Bravo macho kind of like hick kind of thing, mashing it together with this kind of like effeminate sexuality, like coming through. And I liked those two things clashing together. I thought it was funny.
So you wanted, what was the girl's name? Morgan?
Crystal.
No, not Crystal.
That was the name of the girl in my story.
No, there were three regulars I always had on the Gong Show, right? What was the girl's name? Jay. Come on, people in the chat, you know, the girl, chip black hair, Jean Morgan, Morgan.
The Jean Genie. That's all I keep seeing, Jean on here, and that's what I.
Well, Jean Dancing Machine. I went on to NBC.
Right there, right? Jean Genie. Lasting pipe.
I went on a tour of NBC. I saw like where the Tonight Show was filmed and stuff like that. JP Morgan, not JP Morgan. Morgan was her last name. Yes, thank you, John, in Cincinnati. JP Morgan. She was always on the show, right?
Oh yeah, yeah.
We got an email from Randy.
This is a debate question. Yeah.
That was a great story though, Matt.
Okay, story. What was it about?
I don't know. He cut us off, and I sent JP the link. Is JP not clicked on
you
the
sent
link
it yet? To the Ramblecast. He's not on the Ramblecast group.
Oh, did I send to the wrong group?
JP's like clicking refresh, refresh.
Yeah,
like,
refresh. All right, all right. I should send it to the wrong group. Fuck me.
All right, I'm gonna read Randy's email before it gets steamrolled again.
Steamrolled.
Randy, unrelated to the Randy that's in the chat, I assume, writes in and says, "Summer drinks. What is your default go-to summer mixed drinks? Mixed drink or beer if you prefer that. For me, it's a good old margarita on the rocks with salt on the rim. I drank a lot of those on vacation." Randito. Randito, I love that. Yeah, coming up with a nickname for yourself.
Mine's so.
Randy's checking JP's checking Twitter for the link. That's what
my name says. My go-to is
Corona.
Matt's favorite drink, Twisted Sister. Twisted, what's no, that drink called?
I like
iced tea. Ben Knees or
the Bee's Knees.
Bee's Knees.
Yeah, I knew it was something stupid.
What is that? Yeah, man, that was a
Twisted.
While.
Where did you get Twisted in? What are you doing to Bee's?
Well, you know.
What are you doing to Knees?
Well, you know.
Oh, the Twisted Sister. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it depends. Like with me, like,
I think I said it the right link this time.
I'm really simple. I've always loved gin, and so I tend to drink gin tonics a lot if I'm drinking liquor. Mm-hmm. But if I'm at the beach, which is more the context of what they're asking about, if I'm hungover, I'll start with a Bloody Mary, but I will switch to screwdrivers at some point. But I do like a good beer. I drink beer.
Phillips or standard?
Huh?
Phillips or standard?
Yeah, American. Yeah,
Craftsman.
Sure.
Well, they're the best screwdriver. They're best, you know.
Yeah.
Great thing about Craftsman is if you get really fucked up, you can always take it back to Sears and
exactly
one.
You know, Sears.
Sears doesn't exist anymore.
JP Morgan is 89 years old. Get the fuck out of here.
It's nuts. See, I mean, it's because she's had more facial surgery than Cher. So it's like
I'm really confused because I thought you were talking about JP.
No. He could have had facial surgery.
I sent JP the link. I'll start sending the link to anybody.
You know what? Maybe you're like harassing people to have them be a host. Is like they're like, oh no, thank
Why
you.
Why do you think
they're
Chris like, left? He's just yeah. the pressure of Jack every week.
Chris got fucking fired. What are you talking about?
Sherry mentions.
I agree.
Try a gin and tonic with a cucumber added. So good. That's
yeah.
Like, yeah.
The only problem is when I add the cucumber, I can't sit down and record.
Can't what?
I've always liked gin and tonics. You have to be a certain kind of person to drink gin. Like most people I know, like they hate gin. They hate the smell of gin. They hate gin, period. I love it.
I hate Matt.
Yeah, but I love Tanqueray 10, which is like their top shelf, which is really, really good. And then, just some tonic. Yeah, you're right. A cucumber, like any kind of little extra to it. You know, usually lime is what most people use or a lemon, you know, but like I'll go through 4 or 5 gin tonic. And
I've never really tried gin. I know. I did it.
He had to clean the sausage before coming on.
You didn't get the cucumber joke?
I had to put my t-shirt on.
I tried the cucumber.
He was waltzing around naked. It's just well, it's Tuesday, you know.
Sherry says Dingle gin. The dingle is my
good.
Baby.
Yeah,
dingle beef, ate my baby.
Yeah, dingle's good. Beef eaters. Sapphire's good.
Wait, beef eaters is a ginger? Is a gin.
You've never heard of beef eater?
Well, I've heard of it, but I've never heard of it as a drink.
It's good. It's a good gin, yeah.
I've heard of it.
I usually think of beef eaters.
And then Hendrix. Right? Hendrix is good, too.
Jimi Hendrix is a good drink, yeah.
Hendrix gin. Anyway.
So, JP, how's it going?
It's good, man. Long time no see.
What took you so long on the link? I sent it like an hour ago.
I had to finish.
So, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. What are two pillows? Give the right answer, or you're going to be kicked off.
I'm the producer. You can't kick him off.
Between two pillows, it was the pillows.
Yeah, but those aren't pillows.
Those aren't pillows. So what is the hand between?
Oh, those were Steve Martin's luscious thighs.
No, it's okay. Balls. It's balls. You know, if I can ever get back on Twitter, I'm going to ask Steve Martin.
I'm putting this out there as the unofficial RCAD poll for the week.
You think his hand was between the thighs up to his balls?
Yes,
he that's thinks what Jack balls. Thinks. Yeah, he I think balls. Butt cheeks.
Those, who cares about thighs?
It's either
those
butt are, cheeks or
you're
thighs.
You're touching my. As long as I'm sleeping, I'm okay. Just don't touch my balls.
I mean, I think thighs is a correct answer. The only incorrect answer is balls.
Because it makes it funnier if it's balls.
Yeah, but how flat and fluffy are your balls?
you get older. It happens.
Oh, I see. Yeah, because they're hanging a little bit lower.
Matt knows.
If this is the ball sack, is it just like going in there?
Where's the gong so we can get rid of Matt? Where's the gong?
they're just falling out.
Matt's, you know what? You should have done the gong show stone and you might have got on it.
Thanks. That was a time ago.
That would be an enhancement performing drug. So you would be qualified.
That's true. finally, Matt is funny. Okay.
If you did the gong show, Matt, who would be your dream guest judge? JP Morgan,
as in today's or back then?
Jamie Farr,
JP Morgan.
Ooh, Jamie Farr?
Jamie Farr was always on there. Yeah,
I would probably go with Jamie Farr just because
he didn't use the Toledo
use the
gong. He used his nose to gong it. Right?
I love Jamie Farr. So, I'd probably go with Jamie Farr if we're going old school. You know,
Pat McCormick.
Pat McCormick, yeah, he was always on. I saw him at the racetrack.
Did you?
At the Santa Anita. No.
What did he finish as?
I don't know. He was with the other guy, Paul Williams. Remember Paul Williams? Short actor. Paul Williams.
The musician?
No, he was just short guy.
He was short. He was short.
You're thinking of Danny DeVito.
No. JP, why did I put you on this show? Come on, Randy remembers Paul Williams.
Nobody knows.
I'm sure that's how he wants to be remembered. You know, the short actor. Yeah,
the short one.
He was not Danny DeVito short,
but he was short.
Short. You
know, he was short.
Robin Williams?
Tom Cruise?
Yeah, Robin Williams, yeah. You know, that's the sad thing is Tom Cruise can never be my friend anymore because I'm banned from Twitter.
Yeah. He never was.
Paul Williams was also... He probably is. He did send me a message on Facebook. Jack, where are you?
Yeah.
Jack, where are you? Anyway.
The guy who wrote Rainbow Connection?
I don't know what he wrote.
Paul Williams wrote Rainbow Connection?
I don't know if it's Santa Anita or what's the other track? Hollywood Park. Could have been Hollywood Park.
Yeah, John the UPS guy was right.
Hmm. And he was in Smokey and the Bandit.
Yes, they were in line in front of me to bet. So I was talking to him.
Huh.
They pick winners?
I don't know. I can't remember. Because they're looking at me like, you recognize us, don't I? You know, they had that look like, please recognize us. And I'm like going, but they were drunk.
And you're like,
allegedly. I do know who you are, but it's just not that big a deal to me.
JP's
maybe if you would have taken a lot of famous people. No, I was going to say, maybe you chose Matt to be on the gong show. I would have said, okay, I care.
JP, you've seen a lot of famous people. You've met a lot of famous people.
That's true, yeah. Right? You met what's his name?
Yes, several times.
You met what's his dick?
No, I can't even remember the guy's name. It was 21 Drum Street.
Oh, Richard Grieco.
Richard Grieco.
How can you forget Richard Grieco, man? He's like our biggest fan.
I can't remember my own name.
You still hanging out that voicemail that I spent $40 on?
Was it $40?
It was well spent.
I'm never gonna see that money back. No, JP, like other than Richard Grieco,
we didn't send you that money. Matt was supposed to send you that.
I lost Jack completely. No, so JP, like there's got to be some other famous people that you know beyond Richard Grieco. So. Give us the deets.
You've met Nick.
I haven't met Nick yet.
You've never met Nick?
No,
you met
neither,
Matt.
Neither has Matt. Matt's never met me.
Yeah, I've never.
You've never met Matt.
It's really not that big a deal.
Not in the flesh, no.
I've met Dan
several times, though.
I've met Matt, and he gets really angry around a barbecue.
I can see that. Yeah.
That's not the way you cook hamburgers.
Wasn't Matt the one who set fire to Jay's grill?
Yes.
No, I never was around that. That was Jay.
Look, Matt played a redneck in jean vest. He knows how to barbecue.
I know what you're supposed to do with veggie, you know, meat on a grill. Veggie and I was looking out for all of our other veggie eaters.
All one of them.
You just heat it up. And if
all,
you heat
all
it up
one
too,
of them.
Again, we got to lose Jack because it's just no. There was actually multiple veggie patties there, and just to defend myself, I was also talked to other people that was there, and we were like, "Oh yeah, we don't like them to be too dry." So that was the only issue, is making sure that the veggie patties were not too dry, because if you leave veggie patties on any type of grill beyond basically like you just need to heat them up. That's it.
That's what I was curious about, because I've never cooked a veggie, so it's like it's one of those things. Like, you know, with meat, you hear the sizzle, you know, like when and when to not take it off. Whereas in the veggie patty, like, what's your indicator?
Can I just say, at that point, if you're going for a veggie patty, you've already given up on life. Okay, so it doesn't really fucking matter how it tastes.
No, it doesn't.
It was ugly though. I thought I got my referee jersey on.
Actually,
I was breaking up a fight. I said, "All right, that's it. 2 minutes each." Let's go. I'll finish cooking these veggie burger things.
Do you listen to what – does he treat you like this, JP?
Well, no. Yes. I mean, that's – yeah. I've been advised not to answer that question.
There's actually a food item that JP posted a photo of the other day that I really want to ask about, because I do not
it was
go
balls.
To Jersey. I do not go to Jersey often.
They were butts.
He could not have posted a more Jersey thing if I ever saw one, which was a half bagel with a hot dog and potato.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
That is not a half bagel. It's a pizza dough roll.
I didn't think it was a bagel.
I thought it was a bagel.
It looked good to me.
And I'm not offended that you thought it was a bagel.
I'm offended because I knew it wasn't a bagel. It looked good to
it
me.
It looked like
I
a bagel.
Liked it. It didn't look like a bagel.
It looked like a bagel to me.
What kind of bagels do you get in Tennessee?
You don't get bagels in Tennessee, so that's why I don't know.
Exactly.
They don't eat bagels. They eat fresh seagulls.
Fresh seagulls, yeah.
That was it's called a Jimmy Buff's. It's an Italian, basically it's an Italian hot dog.
Jimmy Buff's. Hey.
It's a staple in New Jersey. It's two hot dogs, peppers, onions.
Wait, say hot dogs again. Say hot dogs. Two hot dogs.
Hot dogs. Here, let me go to my drawer. I'll get you a menu.
You got two hot dogs. You got some smelly stuff because it's New Jersey.
You just want one? You got to have two.
The fuck, you want a diet? You want to have a veggie burger too? The fuck's your problem? Gong, gong, gong.
Get out of my store.
I had that thing that you saw in that picture. I had one of those, and then I had another half of another one.
And you had a beer to go with it, right? To wash it down?
No, I had a Diet Coke.
Why don't you eat with veggie burger guy?
The bagels in the morning, you know, I get like a caper or a lox and caper.
Nobody cares.
We're not even talking about bagels.
You guys were talking about bagels. Bagels were brought up.
Nobody.
Okay, Matt. So I thought I know you got the hot dog, I know you're a bagel, but it's not a bagel.
It's pizza dough. You ever had sausage bread? Is it Italian sausage bread? No, you never had sausage bread. I'm serious. My wife makes it. It's fantastic.
I put the sausage in the bread.
Between two pillows.
Gong.
Should have never told me about that gong story.
I love the gong show.
I tried out for Extreme Gong.
Remember they had the $1.98 beauty contest?
Back in the day.
It was what Carol Wayne was always a judge, right? Remember everyone remembers
Carol Wayne. I'm gonna go see if I can find that.
Rip Taylor was the host.
Yeah, Rip Taylor. I love Rip Taylor. He was the funniest guy. He was funny. It was funny. Because you always wonder how Carol Wayne died. She drowned, right?
Right.
Those aren't two buoys. Am I right? She was always on with Carson. What the fuck? You got a scrapbook? She was always on with Carson. She did the minute when he did the movie thing, right?
Oh, she was the I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, the movie host. Yeah. Because you go and the always come to the fork in the road. It was a fork.
There comes what's this?
Yes, I talked about, you know, John, thanks for keeping up. I talked about Make Me Laugh earlier in the show, but I think that's okay.
I loved Make Me Laugh.
Yeah.
What are we looking at here?
Teens were guilty of what?
Oh, the gong. There's a gong.
Miller Lite.
Don's Benteen's planned guilty.
Yeah, I'm not seeing it. I think Miller Lite.
I just see a kid with a mic and a gong and some Miller Lite.
That's Miller Lite. Light beer from Miller.
What are we looking at?
Everything you wanted a gong show in Miller.
Right,
this is still at Penny's.
This is the kid gonging me.
There's a gong. Okay? Ah, okay.
And then this is me. So.
God, you look like a little punk.
Yeah.
I had long hair.
You look like an asshole.
Look at, he's got the patch on the jeans. Could you be a totally 90s kid?
Those aren't two pillows.
I looked exactly the same.
Look
at him. He's like a model. Look at that model picture. Yeah.
This is a different. This is a different one.
Wow. So. Don't time out. Show it.
What?
You're moving it too fast. We can't see. Hold it up there.
Yeah. I want to take it in.
Doesn't look like a Steve Jobs.
Let's see. Serial killer from Indianapolis.
No. Nah.
Yeah, it's a serial killer, right? It looks like you, Matt.
Look how handsome he is. He's like 19 years old.
It was. I was in my 20s.
You still have the same hairdo. How did you get gong, man? I don't.
Yeah, I don't know.
Now I'm pissed.
What was your ass?
This is my least favorite one that was ever done of me.
Wow.
So. Wow.
Look at you! Like you've been so humble all these years, not showing us these. Like when Chris over here going like, "I was a Lego model," and like you know, like, and then Matt doesn't come back going, "Look at this, boom!" You know,
you never came because Chris is always bringing up his Lego model thing.
Yeah, I was a model.
I was a Lego model. Yeah. You know, here am I in my diaper with playing with Legos, and you know.
Oh yeah, I was also.
Oh, there we go! Oh, he's choking.
Oh yeah,
the bald guy.
George the Animal Steel.
Yeah.
Yes.
And here's this one, too.
Wow.
Yeah.
Edward Snowden. Edward Snowden.
Edward Snowden, before
Snowden.
So.
Why were you in so many newspaper articles there, Matt?
Well, other than the gong show, I did run a gallery for a while, and was in a lot of art stuff. So.
Oh wow!
Frankie
Valli.
Frankie Valli, right?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, got that. But keep going.
Nick, you did a song by Frankie Valli.
I did. I did Sherry.
For
Sherry's birthday. Okay. That's right.
And let's see.
I can't see that.
One. There you go.
Oops. Oh. Sorry, not me. Wrong screen. I was trying to get to you.
Well, that's the brothers, the
Hanson brothers.
Hanson brothers, yes, from Slapshot.
That's the Hanson brothers.
Well, I'm not one of them. That's me.
They're tall.
They look older.
Whoa. That movie was like 50 years ago.
I'm trying to listen to the song. No, but when you're
roughing, what are you doing? You looking for more model pics, Matt?
When you're roughing, you don't like the
moving them.
Oh wow! I knew he was tall, but wow!
Oh wow!
Now I'm standing in a hole.
I still like his stand-up because he goes, you know, I'm the kind of guy when you see me coming down to the movie theater, please don't sit next to in front of me. Please don't sit next in front of me. He's in front of me. Ah! Because he's 6'8".
Right.
Right.
Oh,
I had this. Oh, go ahead, Nick.
Well, it's like I've done that. I feel like shit sometimes because like there's definitely concerts where you go to where they're all general admission, and so when you come in, you can, you know, if you get there early, you can get the right up front. And it makes me feel like a piece of shit when I get front row, and then the person behind me is like a little girl with her boyfriend. She's like 5 foot tall, and I was kind of like, I'll look back at her. I'm like, here, just stand in front of me, you know, because like, you feel bad.
That's why John Wilkes Booth shot Lincoln.
His hat was in the way. He was trying to knock his hat off.
He was 6'5", and he had that hat on. He said, saying, dude, down in front, down in front. He said, fuck it. Boom. I can't take it anymore. And he shot him. It was like road rage. But
I don't think that's how it went.
I think that's how it went. I think
Lincoln owed him $5.
Yeah.
That's right.
I got money.
That's why they put him on the five. He's just a cheapskate. It's like,
yeah. Ooh. Yeah.
I still remember a Bewitch episode where she went back in time and Lincoln, she was hanging around with Lincoln in Washington, and Washington was pissed that Lincoln was on the $5 bill and he was on the $1 bill. Because okay. It's like, why is he worth more?
Sherry wants to know where JP meets all of these people. And I'll just answer for JP since he is on here.
He's a bodyguard.
He actually, sure. They really? Hire him. He's a weapon. You look at JP unassumingly.
He's a bodyguard for famous people that want to be killed.
That is like
you don't mess with him from Jersey.
He doesn't need a gun at all. His body.
I think it's for people that want to be killed.
Tiger already ready to pounce.
I started early in my career. Lincoln hired me.
It was hard to come back after that. Yeah.
I was the one that said, John, it's a beautiful day in Dallas. Put the top down.
Get some sun. Come on.
Yeah. I said, Carol, it's hot out. Get in the pool.
Marilyn, one more sleepy pill is not going to kill you.
I said, Ted,
go for the drive. Go for the, yeah, like,
come on. I'm the one that said, NASA, what are you talking about? It's not cold. Come on.
John Wilkes Booth got banned from Twitter. That's not funny, Randy. That's not funny.
That's because he spoke in Latin a lot, you know.
The ironic thing, though, is later in life, John Wilkes Booth drove a Lincoln.
Yeah, right.
Into the ground.
Oh. I was trying to wrap my mind around that.
I'm so fucking high, I can't keep up.
On that note... seriously, though, when are we going to end this show?
It's never ending. I'm having a good time. I'm having fun.
Yeah, we're having fun. Yeah. It's only his only outlet now, Matt. He's been banned. He doesn't know where to express himself.
That is true.
What am I going to do on Facebook?
It's all targeted at me.
Facebook, is like, you know, if I say fuck the only thing Spanos, that will accept I'll be him banned now. From Facebook.
Yeah, the only thing that accepts him now is Friendster. That's it. That's how far back he has to go.
I liked it better when there was no social media.
Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. Yeah,
I mean,
it's just media.
Yeah.
How would I have met any of you guys?
That's
though?
True. I mean, there's again, definitely some good things.
You just answered my question.
I'm gonna go get a drink.
What I miss is more of like having to have your own life, in that, you know, nowadays, you know, back in the 90s or even the early 2000s, if you left home to do your errands or whatever, you were just with yourself. Now, if someone sends you a text or calls you and you don't answer because you're doing your own, you're living your life, they get pissed at you because, like, hey, I sent you a text like 20 minutes ago. I'm like, so I'll get back to you when I can get back to you.
Do you still do online dating?
Yeah.
So does it drive you crazy when, like, you're just starting to talk to somebody and, like, you don't respond to one of her text messages? So she sends you the, oh, I guess you're too busy for me. Goodbye.
Yeah, well, like, it's different, like, for our generation, JP, because, like, there's some tapes, definitely some people, there's definitely some people that I know that are in their late 20s. And now it's not like how it used to be when we were younger, where it's like, you know, you meet somebody, you know, you don't immediately text or call them because it looks too needy. A lot of it now is immediate. Like, they're like, no, like, you have to be on it now because, like, you have to strike while the iron's hot. And so, like, the waiting makes them think that you're not interested, so they just dump you flat out.
Yeah.
And that's what they're telling me. And I'm like, oh, really? I was like, I didn't know that. I was like, I just thought, like, it's one of those, like, where you don't want to look desperate. I'm like, oh, yeah, let's go hang out. And I'm like, no, they're like, no, you got to do it right now. And I'm like, oh, okay. And it's just weird how things have changed.
It's a crazy life.
Yeah.
I'm just catching up and realizing that Nick is not going to Peru this year. It's really
well, that sad. Just happened. Yeah. That was in the chat, not in an audio conversation.
Oh, sorry, but I'm just keeping everybody up for our day-to-day like lives here. You know, so people that are like, you were going to Peru.
Yeah, so for anyone listening, I was asked in the chat if I was going to come to the Raleigh meetup because I haven't gone since 2016, which I would love to go, but I just haven't had time to go because I live in California and I live here. And I was going to go to Peru this year during the Raleigh meetup. But now because I purchased the home, all of my finances is going towards that and I have to buy furniture and everything else. So now Peru is out. But also that would also make Raleigh out as well.
You can skip a mortgage payment.
Yeah, exactly.
They don't kick you out right away.
Yeah, right away. Yeah. You get a couple of warnings. Yeah. So that's because like I have to, you know, I need at least a couple of months to adjust to how I spend my money now. I was like, oh, that's going towards this. This is going towards this. You know, and right now, today I got to spend several phone calls with different insurance people going like, these people are offering me this, you know, trying to get the best deal possible for homeowners insurance.
Could I offer you a wicket?
No.
I see your wicket and raise you. What if everything was done by like vintage toy sales? So...
Will Fry in the chat talks about exactly what we're talking about. He texted his current wife the day after we met. She has said many times that if I had waited longer, she wouldn't have thought I was actually interested in her.
Huh.
And that blows my mind because that's the way it was. You know, you even see that in the movie Swingers from 95,
right,
where it's
right.
Like, how long do you wait? He's like, oh, I wait at least 3 days or 2 days. And he's like, well, how long are you going to wait? I'm going to wait
that
6 days.
Was a Jon Favreau movie.
It was Jon Favreau's first written and directed movie. That's right.
Because I just watched The Sopranos, and that was the episode I was watching.
Oh.
Okay. Great movie.
Watching Parks and Rec, where they changed the logo of Parks and Recreation to the Sopranos style, so it has all the R's have guns. Sorry, it's just a throwaway joke, but it reminded me like of Sopranos, and... I love seeing the like the logo in a different like style. So it's just I'm on another podcast right
you're
now.
You're on another planet right now.
I rewatched Sopranos like I don't know about a month ago.
I'm rewatching it now.
It just irks me every time they do something that's like geographically incorrect for New Jersey.
Because people really care about New Jersey.
No, it's the truth though. Like when you live in a place though,
yeah.
And you know the geography, and you see how editors and directors just butcher it.
A thousand times when they say, you know, like Simon and Simon would be in San Diego. That's Santa Monica, dumbasses.
Right.
I know, but people care about San Diego though.
Cliff and I used to bitch about this all the time. Is that you know you would see shows, they'd be somewhere in Hollywood or Santa Monica, and then they take a right turn and they're in Long Beach, and you're like, what the fuck? Like, you know, but to most people, they don't know where these spots are anyway.
Just the opening credits of The Sopranos, where he pulls out of the Lincoln Tunnel home, he's not getting on the New Jersey Turnpike.
Right. I thought he was just getting himself a gun. What the fuck?
I thought he was getting high.
I assumed he
had his hands between two pillows as he drove.
Well, you don't say that about Tony. The parts I don't like though is the what's her name? What's the psychiatrist's name?
Williams.
I don't like the psychiatrist parts. It bores me.
Oh, would you say that they're easily forget about?
You know, like,
gong!
You wish they would shrink those scenes?
Oh, what's her
name? What's her name?
You're hired, JP.
Mumphy. What's your fucking name? What's her
Dr.
name?
Dr. Mumphy.
Milfy. Yeah.
Milfy. Are you sure it's Milfy? It's not Milfy.
She's Karen from Goodfellas.
Karen.
No one's going to jail, Karen.
You
know who goes to jail? People who want to go to jail, Karen.
I
just want to correct Jack. Since you know he is Twitter,
to cut the garlic, raise it thin.
Doug Liman.
Oh yeah.
Directed
wow.
Swingers, not yeah. that.
Right. I didn't say directed it.
Yeah,
I did.
Yeah, you did. You did. Oh, okay.
So I'm sorry, Jack. I'm sorry, Jack.
Well, you can say that to yourself all you want if that makes you feel better.
Yeah, I love my favorite.
I'll change your name, Jack.
Is the thing I always remember about The Sopranos, which is in the last season, which a lot of people tend not to like with a lot of shows. It's a line actually that you don't notice unless you're really paying attention. It's when the movie, they're at the movie premiere and it's all dark, and then you hear Polly in the background. It's like someone else is talking. You hear Polly in the background just go, "Put it in the trunk," you know, and like that made me bust a gut because I can just picture some like newbie guy, you know, that you've never seen on screen, like freaking out because he killed somebody on accident, and you hear him back there like, "Put it in the trunk," you know, like, and he's like, "Just shut up. I'm at the movies. I'll deal with it later." You know,
Polly is my favorite Soprano.
Polly.
Polly Shore.
Did I say the wrong name?
Yeah, Polly Shore. Yeah, Polly Shore is my favorite Soprano.
He was pretty violent. He was pretty, because you know what he'd do is stand up and just kill people.
I was like, there's one, you know, when I rewatched it, there was one thing that I thought it was like the funniest line ever. But there's like one scene, I don't even remember what episode it was, but there's like one scene where Tony and Silvio are standing in front of the Bada Bing and they're talking. And in the background, there's like a guy on the ladder cleaning the sign for the Bada Bing. And Stevie Van Zandt just turns and goes, "Hey, make sure you wash all that shit off her tits." It had to have been an ad lib or something.
Because he has no neck.
Yeah.
I love those throwaway lines or those like just those little snippets kind of stand
that
out.
Was, yeah. He got that from Star Wars, right?
What?
He stole that line from Star Wars.
I think so. I think
when Luke said to,
that's from Return of the Jedi in Jawa.
Wait, oh, is it? Yeah. I thought it was from
used the Force.
That's not how the Force works.
DNC-17 version of
it. That's how the Force works, man.
That's sorry, not Matt. How it works.
I hate to break it to you, Matt.
No.
You can do anything you want with the Force.
But you can't do that.
Oh. Wait, what does she have against violent gangster movies?
I don't know. What is it that you have against The Princess Bride?
Because it's boring.
Right, what? JP? This is what we have to put up with around here. We can't have nice things.
I tried it. It was boring. It put me to sleep.
You are out of your mind. You can watch all 11 seasons of MASH, but you cannot bear 9 minutes.
Inconceivable!
It's inconceivable.
When I rewatch MASH, I only watch like 6 seasons.
Anybody want a peanut?
Yeah, exactly.
That's funny.
Man,
Jack, you have just taken one whole year of my life.
I can forgive somebody not watching a whole show. I mean, I have seen like, I don't think I've seen all of Sopranos, but I've definitely seen. What? Three seasons of it.
So why are you commenting on it? You shouldn't. If you haven't seen,
I've
the whole
seen
thing,
enough Sopranos to know.
No, shut the fuck up. You haven't.
No,
seen
No, I've bit. Seen enough Sopranos.
Fangul. Fangul.
You seen one season? I you've seen at least.
Pizza.
Fangul.
Sherry loves violent movies. She actually bathes herself in the blood of the movies.
Well, that's how she kills people. You know, that's how she got Nick her house.
Mm-hmm.
The realtor was like sleeping in bed. And he goes, feels around. He feels some blood. He goes, there's a horse head in.
He spreads their hands between two bloody pillows.
Two bloody pillows.
Those that were could be a fourth option.
You know, you thighs, think I'm kidding? I'm gonna get back on Twitter and ask Steve Martin. Can you please tell me what they were saying? Those aren't two pillows. What were they?
I'm just going to tweet right now a bunch of
fuck
stuff.
Fuck you, because I can't do that.
I'm going to do it. I'm tweeting
I'm gonna do it.
Steve Martin right now. You're killing it.
And you know what he's going to say?
Oh, wait, you killed it.
You're the guy that couldn't even get on the Gong Show. Fuck off. I don't care.
You know, it's like people ask, like, how do you podcast? How do you do it? It's like, because I podcasted with Jack Glutfelder.
Thanks for putting it into perspective.
Well, that was from the same movie. You probably didn't get it, did you, Nick?
I want to see if this is the answer. This has got to be on Google. What are the pillows?
What are the pillows? What are the pillows good for? It's just a absolutely bunch of my pillows.
Nothing. Say it again.
My pillow links.
My pillows are between my balls.
What are the pillows? I don't know. Arizona's 50th recount.
That's how it started, right? My pillows. We start with my pillows.
It's true. It's how it started. It was my pillow guy. Yeah. Just keeps going and going.
Is it on there, JP?
It keeps on.
These are my pillows. They look like balls.
They got
little mustaches on.
Don't forget the ball hairs.
Well, this is really
that's the
nice
mustache. I was on the Gong Show. I tried.
I think we have to take another commercial break. We just gotta fit it in there somewhere.
All right, this commercial is brought to you by my pillows. They look like balls.
Okay. Oh man, that was good. Now we got to finish this show.
Did you find the answer, JP?
No, it's
you brought it here for one reason.
I'm reading a story now about a guy who had a similar situation with a rock.
With a rock?
I don't know. It's a long, long article.
I am a rock.
I like the picture you got behind you. You got Jackie Gleason from
The Hustle.
Is that right? Yeah, The Hustle.
I've seen that 1,000 times. It's boring.
Oh, there it is. Yeah, I was curious what it was. Yeah, it is The Hustle.
Wait, what is that, a dildo over there? Wait, go. Oh, okay.
What kind of dildos do you have in your house?
You see a small child and think it's a dildo?
I know. Fuck. Gross, dude.
Whatever. Yeah, that isn't. But this is.
What this is.
Here it is.
up the old stink pipe.
Speaking of stink pipes, I got ours fixed. I had a friend come over.
Wait, you're not getting this. You're not getting this story with the stink pipe, are you?
No. I was going to end it with, if you want to send us an email, send it to rcadcast@gmail.com.
Do we have an email?
Yeah, we did. We had one from Randy and one from JP that said, please never invite me back again.
Did you read the one from Randy?
Yeah, I did.
It was about the drinks.
Where the fuck was I?
You didn't answer.
I don't know. You were high on coke.
We're talking about gin and stuff. Remember?
Oh, that's right. That's right. I remember now.
And this has been my summer drink, by the way, Randy, is this Bramble Mule. So it's a vodka, raspberry, ginger, and hibiscus vodka fizzed up. It's good. It's a yummy cocktail.
What is it again?
Bramble Mule is what it is. So,
and you dented the can, which...
Why would yes, I dented the can.
You're the only one there. Why would you dent the can? You know that you put the drink down.
Because once you start down the path. No. Once you start down the path, you forever the dent will consume you. It is just a natural habit. No, you just dent
it. You're getting older and you go, wait, is this my drink? I'm the only one here. I don't know if it's my drink. I can't.
As a can denter, is your can dented?
It's always dented.
You know what? I put two dents in my can just so I know it's my can.
Okay. if you're gonna bitch about anybody denting the can, Nick over here lives by himself. No offense, Nick. Lives by himself. There's nobody else sneaking into his house.
You're in a basement with the ghost.
There's no ghosts in these basements. I've never seen a ghost in this basement.
Bambi there. Right?
That's only in your daughter's bedroom, right? The daughter's
look, which allegedly
as a baby, and you didn't want us to do a story on it.
No, we're not doing a story on that. And JP's like, wait, I missed this episode. When did this happen?
I've missed the episode since 2019.
Let me get you up to speed here. He has dead people buried next to him, house next to him. He has several dead people
that
have been decapitated and don't have any heads.
Previously on Ramble.
Yeah. Okay, Craig T. Nelson.
But he doesn't get. But he doesn't want. We wanted to do a Netflix special on it, and he said no.
That's why he's picky at barbecues. It's because
have you met?
Once you've had human ribs,
is that one of your people you have in your thing there?
What are you talking about? Who are you talking
about?
What? Who are you talking
about? You said Craig T. Nelson.
Oh
no, I've never met Craig T. Nelson. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay, sorry.
What the fuck? Don't change the subject.
I was very close though to owning the autograph of the little girl.
What?
What?
The girl from Poltergeist.
Oh yeah.
Oh, Heather Aurora.
Yeah.
Heather Aurora from San Diego.
Yeah.
Well.
Allegedly from San Diego. Everything's allegedly with Jack.
Well, now she's next door to Matt.
Okay, those people died a long time ago from tuberculosis. They didn't have vaccines. They couldn't fix it.
How do you know that she died from tuberculosis?
I know that. It's in the records. She didn't die from tuberculosis. Her whole family did. Damn. Her whole family died of tuberculosis. The husband and the children, and they were buried in the back.
If you're going to murder someone, that's what you put.
She did not murder them.
She murdered them.
You don't know.
They died of TB, man.
Murder
sheets.
Murder. Well, why are their heads decapitated?
There's nothing about their heads being decapitated.
It makes the story more interesting.
Oh, speaking of that,
Nick.
I saw a movie this past weekend.
A movie
called The Green Knight with I forget his name. He was the kid that was in Who Wants to Be a Millionaire movie.
Is it the sequel? Green Mile?
Huh? Dev Patel. That's his name.
Yeah, they brought him back to life.
It's an interesting film if you like a fable. It's an old anonymous poem.
Is it like Princess Bride?
Oh, you'd hate it, Jack. Because it's interesting because it's supposed to be like at the end of King Arthur's time. Arthur legend. Randy says it right. Yeah. And it's... basically, this nephew of King Arthur is sitting around, and this green knight comes in and challenges one of the knights to a Christmas joke kind of thing, and says, "If you lay a blow on me, you know, 1 year hence, you have to come to me, and I will return the same blow to you." Well, the guy cuts his head off. He doesn't die. He comes back to am I doing something? Sorry.
No. You said blow.
Oh, yeah, well, you're right.
So we're juvenile on here.
Of course.
We all did the same thing.
There's a lot of symbolism in it because it's a fable, you know, about him being worthy of being a knight and being worthy of a king, you know, and all these things like that. And so a lot of it is kind of over your head if you're just wanting an entertainment type film.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Fine. Whatever.
This is what it's like now. When I tell a story. Welcome to the jungle, my friend.
So we got the fun and games.
So the Green Knight.
Yeah, the Green Knight. Yeah, so
gives people head, and then you got to blow him back, and if not, you got to decapitate him, or else he's going to go over your head.
Right.
That's what I got from this movie, and I'm going to see it. It's an Arthurian legend. You can't convince me otherwise.
I think from an artistic point of view, it's a very good film. But if you're just wanting something to be entertained, you're going to struggle with it.
If you've read
the Tolkien translation of this poem, then you'll find a lot more value in it.
I never want to be entertained when I'm watching TV or movies.
Yeah.
Ever.
Well, I mean, like, if you're expecting Lethal Weapon, you're not going to get that.
Okay, then yeah, I don't want to watch
Air America.
Not even Air America.
Heard on a Wire.
I was watching. I was trying to get the grandkids to watch Herbie the Love Bug Rides Again, and I got to tell you, it doesn't hold up.
No.
I've always wondered, what does Herbie ride again? Because he's the car. Like, who's he riding?
He's riding Ken Berry.
If I was Herbie,
I got taps.
I'd be fucking that car.
Who rode him all the way to Monte Carlo?
You had me. I'll be fucking that car. Where are you going to stick him?
No. If I was Herbie, I'd be fucking the bandit's car. That's all I'm saying.
The bandit's
right?
Car. Yeah, that's a good question. Which car?
It does have Stephanie Powers in it.
If you're going to have
Fuck, marry, kill Herbie, Dukes of Hazzard, or Kit.
Or Kit.
Oh, for sure. I'm marrying Kit. I'm killing the Dukes, boys.
And no, you kill Herbie because Herbie's got a mind of his own. So
yeah. I probably would fuck the Duke boys.
Yeah, you gotta fuck the Duke boys because, you know, when it's happy, it goes. Plus,
it's got Daisy Dukes on it, right?
Only if it's wearing the Daisy Dukes. But I don't know.
You could slide into the car pretty easy, you know.
I don't know. Bo and Luke. Not the cousins.
Kit's a dick. Right? Along with.
You gotta kill Kit. Yeah.
He's got that foolish snooty accent.
He's stuck up because he's smarter than you. He knows he's smarter Kit. Than you. So
I would marry Kit.
You don't want a car that has an opinion.
I think I would just make sure that the watch was on
silent. I would not marry or have sex with anything that's gonna talk back.
John mentions the Batmobile.
What am I, JP?
And you're single, right, JP?
Low
blow.
Because I'm just saying that's just the way life is.
Do you dent your can?
is that foreplay to the car?
I dent it five ways. See, I want to make sure no one steals my can.
No, that's just mutilated. Yeah. You can't even drink. That's just embarrassing, Jack. Now you just look like a bum.
That's a cola for you. Hey, wait!
Found this in the trash.
How many dents are in your can? I got six. This has seven. That's my drink.
The dent is very specific to the denter.
But it doesn't work if everyone has the same dent.
No.
I'm right. You're wrong.
No.
Up until a month ago, I was the only person I knew who did this ever in my entire life.
But now you know there's three people that do it.
And now, what are the odds that, I think they're copying me. I think it's a spooky stalker situation.
How many people dent their can like this? Nobody. I know this is my drink.
I dent my index cards.
That way nobody else picks those up.
I could believe Matt maybe denting his cans, but then when Chris doubles down and says he dents his cans too, I'm like, fuck you.
You listened to the episode. Yeah. He listened to the episode that we talked about.
He's from Massachusetts. You know, he only dents his car because they don't have to drive up there. Allegedly.
There's no app that told him how to dent a can, so it's very questionable.
I'm on Google. What?
No.
What are we talking about?
My son got in the habit of trying to dent his cans, right? Mm. And I noticed that it was a different dent. I was like, uh-huh. Now my family will fuck with me, and sometimes they'll dent cans just to see if I'll drink out of it.
Now, Matt, you're pretty old. What did you do when the cans were tin?
I'm not that old. I only really started denting my cans probably.
Were you like rolling on the ground trying to dent your can?
4 years?
Well, then he would only pull the pull tab off just a little bit. That way
Back in the 90s, I did the pull tab. Back in the 90s, the pull tab shit was all the rage.
Look at the pull tab here. is a pull tab. I still remember this episode of Emergency. Where the pool tap, you can see how they're connected. Well, they popped off, and people would drop them in their drink.
Right, in the drink. Mm-hmm.
Which I never did because I watched Emergency, and the guy was choking on the the thing. And to this day, I remember that episode because they're like,
Now, do you guys remember in the late 90s, Coke did a promotional product.
Off without breaking it. It's a thing, right?
That's a thing, yeah.
Yeah,
but like, do you remember in the 90s? Coke did a promotional thing to where it's like you had money in the cans, or you could, if you did it, you know, money would pull out of the top. It's like if you still have some of those cans, like they're worth a fortune.
Really,
with the cash inside.
Like if you never opened it, but it's one of those cans that could have money inside of it. Like because they only did it for like 6 months or something like that.
RC Cola, when I was a kid, had that. Oh. We'd go around collecting bottles, and we get the can, and they have. Underneath the cap, you'd peel the plastic off. Either said, try again.
Yeah.
I remember getting a dollar and thinking, oh, my God, I got a dollar. I got a dollar. Right. Because that was a lot of money. Right, Matt? When we were kids, that was a lot of money.
Oh, yeah, the pull tabs.
I found that last year, like, outside of my house.
Well, I'm sorry. I was drinking out.
Probably Native American.
I was drinking outside your house because I wanted to hang out with you.
That blew my mind when I lived in China, you know, for 3 months in 2005, is that all the bottles and cans were pull tabs or the old the actual proper pop tops where you had the little lever on them, you know, and you had to pop it and it, you know, popped off. I was like,
you pulled it up and it said virus.
Yeah.
Right. Too soon.
Way too fucking
soon.
I think
where was that bottled at? Woo.
You're gonna get banned now from
Fuck it. I don't care anymore.
You're banned from the show now, Jack. JP, you're gonna be filling in for Jack. J for J.
That's easy.
Someone found a finger in a Coke can, Sherry said.
It's not as easy.
I once lost a finger.
Hey, Sherry Garcia, look at him.
John mentions we should probably end the show soon so we can go see what Crackpot Sports is up to on Twitter.
That's how you lose Jack as a Twitter follower.
You can't lose me because I can't do anything about it. Well, you know, right now it says I have zero followers. I'm zeroed out because I had the nerve to make a joke.
Now you know how Trump feels. All right, we should end.
Hold on a second. He was able to do shit for months, for years, and nothing happened to him.
On January 6th? I don't know, man. Maybe you're part of this insurrection.
I don't. You know what? I was in part of the erection.
That's what you want to be known for. Am I right, JP?
Those aren't two pillows.
Since Chris is not here, I am going to read off the patron.
JP, can you take the part of Chris?
No, I don't. I don't have him written out all fancy tonight.
Fuck, man?
Because I knew he wasn't going to be here.
They're not as good when you do it.
Even know who the patrons are anymore.
I have a
He does a little thing. Yeah. He does things with artistic things, and you paint.
I still have one of those.
Not tonight. No. Not tonight. I didn't draw the some nights I draw out the names all fancy, but
Martin Sheen is 81 today.
Chris, would you stop derailing the end
of
the show?
I'm reading the chat.
Okay, well, you know, catch up on your IMDb on your own time. We're already at 2 hours, so we need to wrap up the show.
I know you're not used to doing more than 2 minutes.
Well, I also have to get up pretty early in the morning. Unlike Chris. Slacker. Thank you. I want to thank everybody, though, that joined us live in the chat, including JP for joining us from the chat. He just was like, put me in, coach.
You know what?
Jack's like, next week, I'm putting you in.
Next week, if you ask, I'll put you. If you're in the chat, next week, ask, I'll put you in the chat.
Actually, JP, I'll just send the link to you, Nick, and Chris, and we'll see what happens. I don't know. He's so desperate to get back on Twitter. He might just track us down.
if he's banned for another week, he's going to snap. This is going to be his only out.
I know. I don't know how he's going to deal with it.
It's rough, man. I'm telling you.
If I have to last another minute on this show, I'm going to snap.
I mean, what's he going to do? You know what?
Your wife was hoping you'd last another minute.
Damn. It's come to that. It's come
that
to that.
That might
huh?
be Jack's best burn ever. It's sick.
really, Matt?
Sherry, you want a bonus? No,
wait,
not tonight.
Does your wife go gong?
Because we're already at 2 hours, and
come on, Nick, that was
I
funny.
Shit on for the next hour.
Sorry, Matt. Gong.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Not tonight. Gong.
It's funnier when Chris does it.
So. All right. Well, you know what? Fucking Chris isn't here. All right. Accept it. Chris said, fuck it. I'm swamped at work.
I know. All right. So thank you again for everybody that joined us live.
And remember to wear your mask tomorrow because it's mandatory now.
Okay. go to jandjack.com. Click on the Patreon link. Become a patron. That always helps us out. Go over to iTunes. Rate and review the show. That also helps us out. And right now, I want to thank some patrons that make this show possible. They all have a theme tonight, so we'll see if you can figure out what that theme is.
I'm sure it's shitty.
Do you want to finish the show?
No, I don't.
Well, you and Nick and JP can go do your bonus show. I've got to go to sleep now.
It's 11:30. I got to get up and watch the kids tomorrow.
Yeah, I got to go take my kids to the pool.
I got to work.
School.
Wait, when you're talking about the pool, are you talking about taking a shit?
School. Yeah. I was joking. School. I got to take him to school. All right. I'd like to thank Thumbtack Tack.
Stink bite.
Or maybe it's Tactile Tack. Tactile Tack.
I'm laughing at Nick, not you.
He's been banned. He's been banned from Twitter. He's been banned from my heart. You broke my heart, Fredo. I know it was you. All right. Thumbtack Tack. Or Tactile Tack. I like them both. Extremity Eckhart. Index. Extremity Eckhart. Yeah.
So where did we get the body parts theme going here?
I don't know, but there's a theme
from
here.
From his neighbors.
Extra Digit. Extra Digit Ed. Metacarpus Maggie.
Metacarpus. You mean metacarpal?
Metacarpal. Thank you, metacarpal, okay. Maggie. I had it written down in a very. I had first metacarpus, but then
put
I had
another dent in your can.
And then hand gesture, Joanne.
Now that is a bit uncalled for.
Yeah.
No, because they're all hand related.
You, no, I got that it. Was, but that hand, was the theme. You actually were naming bones and parts. Now you're saying hand gesture, Maggie, which is just
Joanne.
To Joanne, yeah.
It was either that or gesture, Joanne.
John said it's Tom Brady. Like John mentions Tom Brady's birthday. It's Evangeline Lilly's birthday and my youngest daughter's birthday. She turned 30 today.
30, wow. Oh,
30, fucking old.
Tamara ringed in with the right guess there. Fingers and hands. Yes, that was
she cheated.
You gave
her the information ahead of time. She's not that. She's not that smart.
I would like to say that this was a great show.
It was 1 in a million kids.
But,
it's more fun than a live stream I did last week.
What was your live stream? Was it fans only?
We do a little show every week about Big Brother.
Ah.
We get, how many people do you have in your chat? Like 10? We get half of that minus 7.
But you guys are knowledgeable.
We're knowledgeable.
And you are, and you do a great job of breaking
down.
You're
probably
Big
a lot
Brother.
More punctual at ending the show, too.
No.
It is what it is.
Thanks for joining us again, JP, though.
Yes, JP.
Thank you for having me.
Next week, who will